In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome to program Approaches. And tonight we are going to discuss how is love born. For any preacher to go to preach the Word of God, he needs to be filled with the love of God. And this Christian love is born inside the heart with the grace of the Holy Spirit. As written in the first epistle of St. John, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. The same meaning was given by St. Paul in the Roman letter, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. So first of all, we need to remind ourselves that this power of love is a gift from God. It's poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit. But practically, in order to feel this love towards people and to care for their salvation, first of all, we need to be satisfied with God's love. When anyone enjoys God's love, he can easily love others, even the enemies, even the wicked people. But without feeling the love of God, he cannot love even his brothers and sisters. St. John said, "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Again, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Again, in Galatians, St. Paul said, "The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." So because St. John felt the love of Christ and St. Paul enjoyed the love of Christ, they can easily spend their life in preaching the Word of God and caring for the salvation of everyone. So we need to experience this God's love daily, and we can enjoy this touch of love of God through our prayers, through Bible readings, through meditation. We can see clearly the hand of God working all through our days and blessing everything we are doing. Also, we can enjoy the love of God by focusing on the cross, on his redemption, on how much pain he suffered because of us. By doing so, we can feel the power of love towards others. Another important point: in order to be filled with God's love, we need to be humble. Humility stands before the power of love inside our hearts. The people who are proud of themselves, they can never love anyone. And their love is usually superficial, and it does not last long. But the humble ones can love and endure others whatever they do. So you can say that humbleness allows love to be born. As we could see in the heart of St. Mary, because she was very humble, she could love everyone and still loving all humankind. And it was said, "For he had regarded the lowly state of his maidservant." Also, St. John the Baptist, he cared so much for the repentance of his generation because his heart was full of love. And this God's love was because his heart was very humble. He said once, "He must increase, but I must decrease." So simply we can say, be humble so as to love. And in order to be humble, you need to practice obedience, submission. You need to practice giving thanks to God all the day. You need to be a good disciple. And also you need to repent from your heart. These are the channels to get the virtue of humility by which you can feel God's love and give love to others. Another important point in gaining God's love is purity. Actually, love can never fill the heart which is impure, but the pure heart can easily stand for or take the love of God. As was given by the Lord Himself, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And when they see God, they are filled with love, and they can change the whole world by this love. Again, the Lord said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." And you all know that being children does not going back in our age, but simply having the pure heart of a child. So, as if we are saying, purify your heart to be able to love, and by loving others, you can help them to change. And in order to love, you need to struggle with your senses, with your thoughts, with your feelings. This kind of purity should cover all things in our life, in our being. And this pure heart and mind and senses can help to see clearly the truth and to deliver easily the message. By giving people our love, they can touch the love of God. And you know, words can never speak louder than the acts. The acts of love usually speak louder than any words of love or any touches of love. As given by the Lord Himself spoke much, but overall He came to die for us, and with His crucifixion He expressed His eternal love to humanity. So we said that three main aspects of getting love to others: by first of all enjoying God's love and being humble, and the third point is to be purified in the heart. And these three needs continuous repentance by praying deeply, by reading the Bible, by going to our Father of Confession, by crying out continuously for the Lord to change our hearts. This way can help us to be changed, to be transformed in His likeness, by which we can love people and help them to change. Glory to God. Amen.